Good afternoon, everyone. Evening, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour one of the broadcast here on this Tuesday, the 16th of April, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have a special guest here with me today, folks. We have Mr. Don Wiskin joining us again. Hello, Don.
Yeah, hello. How are you today?
I'm good. How has your week been so far?
Well, I'll tell you, the world is getting hacked, Richard. And we've been hacked. And I had to go in and optimize. And, oh, you wouldn't believe it. You know what? Just 5 minutes ago, I got my site back up and running.
Oh, you wow. Okay.
Would not believe that I've been down since last night. And, they've been working on it all day. And it's been a nightmare, but it looks like it's all working at last. Thank God.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Yeah, no, so you were not even exaggerating there on a personal level.
Oh, no. It is Russia, Bulgaria. They're just hacking the world, and it's incredible. There's been a lot of really famous websites that have gone down. And it's just been a nightmare. I just can't believe it. But right now, I just walked through my website. Everything's working. So you can go there and buy right now at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. I can't tell you how happy I am, Richard. This has been a nightmare. But I just paid for some security today, so hopefully that will improve.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Well, hopefully added tech measures might avoid future issues. And I'm glad everything is smooth again. And I don't know if everyone caught your prior segments with me or on the station, but of course, with Don Wiskin here, he has a product that everyone can benefit from. And, with all the craziness, like you say, out there, our own country's turning against us in so many ways, and geopolitically, on the brink of Armageddon, some would suggest that the one thing you can take control of, is your immediate life and those around you, and being there for those around you means your health. And then this is a great way to do that. Perhaps you want to tell folks again, a little bit about what Extendivite, your primary product, can do for them.
Well, Extendivite is my only product. Thank God. I'll tell you what, though. It's garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. And what seems to be happening is it seems to be helping people with all kinds of ailments. It seems to be helping them with blood pressure, with angina pain, with cholesterol, and circulation, and it actually boosts your natural immune system. But I did have a gentleman I was talking to the other day on the phone. His name was Dan, and he's about a 69-year-old man, and he's been on Extendivite for over 6 years, and he just had an angiogram test done by his cardiologist, and his arteries were clean, and the doctor said, at your age, you should have some plaque or blockage. And he said, well, I've been taking this Extendivite. He said, well, I don't know anything about that, but these are your test results. His test results were taken by his wife, by her saying, I'm starting to take Extendivite now. And after 6 years of him being on it, she finally decided to get on it because that's what was happening. And, for him, that's great. But I've had a lot of people tell me how they have the cholesterol of a teenager, which was incredible because their cholesterol was, out of whack the last time they had blood work done. And, they were happy as all get out. And I can't tell you how lucky I feel or how lucky I am, Richard, that, you know, this product works the way it does, because I've been here for 25 years helping people along this path, and it is more than I can even say. I mean, I have a here's one. Red Rock, Texas. They take the liquid. It's a lady. She said she does not take any high blood pressure medication, and she only takes the Extendivite, and she's been buying it since 2018. There's another almost six-year customer right there. Wow. And these are just, you know, what people tell us when they call to order our product. It's really quite amazing. Are you still there? Oh.
No, just getting off my mute there. Oh. Well, yeah, no, I mean, it is amazing. I mean, like this one gentleman you mentioned, for his age, I mean, he's healthier as far as just unclogged arteries and what have you. The system in general, you know, his intestine. I mean, there are so many benefits, it sounds like, as far as just it being a preventative agent, life extension potential, really, with something like this.
Yeah, well, I'm as old as Dan is. I'll be 69 in June. So, you know, I'm still sitting here, and we're still answering the phone, and I'm still happy to do this. And I, you know, I hope to be doing it for years to come.
And, well, we've heard a lot lately about, well, people having deaths due to clogged arteries, you know, and myocarditis. I don't know how much you want to get into it, but I mean, you know, many are convinced that these mRNA shots are largely to blame for that. I've certainly become convinced of that. So, I mean, anything someone could do, whether they've been subjected to these things or not, to work against that seems like a smart way to go, Don.
Well, you know, Richard, I've been 9 months without eating any meat. I gave it up 9 months ago, and I can't tell you how much better I felt right after the first 2 weeks. I mean, I used to have a nap every day, and after 2 weeks of no animal products, I all of a sudden didn't have to have naps anymore. I had so much energy. I feel so much better. They don't feed our food properly. That's the biggest problem that we're having right now, and that's what's causing everything. Arteries block up, Alzheimer, it's cancer. It's just amazing. I mean, sausage, bacon, cold cuts, they can all lead to cancer, but they also cause heart disease. They plug your arteries. And also, this animal product stuff is the number one cause of diabetes, not type 2 diabetes. It's just ridiculous. It really is. But they're not feeding our food properly. And that's the biggest problem right now that we're facing. What do you think of that, Richard?
Yeah. No, I mean, I've heard for a long time, for example, like with chickens, you know, I mean, they're not able to get their normal feed. They'll have like ground up chickens or other animals that they'll be feeding these otherwise grain eaters, right?
Yeah, well, even when we had mad cow disease, that was because they were feeding them cows. And they're grass eaters. It's insane. But, you know, nothing like proof of doing it yourself. That's the way I look at it.
And, well, I mean, people are helping out RBN as well, of course, them to mention RBN when they call in to get Extendivite. Isn't that correct?
They do. And that lady there in Round Rock, I mean, she listens to RBN, and Dan listens to RBN, and I have another customer from Wisconsin. She also takes a liquid. Now, just because they take the liquid doesn't mean that you have to. The capsules work really well. But she saw the cardiologist recently, and they said that her vascular system is all clean, and she's happy with the product, and she's been buying since 2019. So, you know, we have a lot of long-term customers. And right there on republicbroadcasting.org, you'll find us down on the right-hand side. We're one of those little ads there. You click on that ad, it takes you right to our site. And I've been, you know, with RBN for so long, I can't complain. I mean, RBN has been so good to us, and the listeners are incredible, as you know, because, you know, they're helping to finance RBN. So, you know, hey, if you feel like you've got some extra cash and you want to help RBN, RBN always needs your help. Unfortunately.
And this is a win-win situation for everyone as far as helping out and getting a product that certainly will do wonders for your health, more than it seems most people have been convinced of when I hear you read some of your letters, like what we have heard played on your spots on RBN. Good examples, you know, of the people out there who've been helped by this. I mean, it is really interesting, though. I mean, how much people, though they don't realize the medical system's against them. I mean, the synthetic pharmaceutical-based medical industry, we touched on that a bit last time. It's really not about curing people, at best treating the ailments, right? Treating the symptoms.
But, yes. Richard? The medical industry is not against you. The medical industry just wants to overcome and stop all of your problems. They don't want to cure anything, and that's the big word, cure, because they just want to treat your symptoms, and if they have to treat them with drugs or an operation, that's what they want to do. But they're not interested in curing you. Even dietitians tell you to eat meats. It's incredible what dietitians tell you. They tell you to drink milk. And really, anybody, you know, over 15 years old should never drink a glass of milk. But I know people who love it, and they've got prostate cancer and all kinds of problems. And I loved it too. I mean, I worked in a dairy when I was, you know, a kid, and right up until I was about 22 years old. And my dad worked there right up until he died of heart disease. It was incredible. But, you know, like I said, we're not feeding our animals properly. That's why they say go out and buy grass-fed beef, because the grain is what has antibiotics in it. And antibiotics is given to all of our animals that we're eating to make them fatter. Antibiotics make them fat. And now you look at our population. How come our population is overweight? What have they done? They've been eating antibiotics in their food. The doctors are telling you, oh, antibiotics aren't good for you anymore. They don't work. You know, don't take them unless you really, really have to. That's because you're eating antibiotics every day in your food. And, you know, they're just ruining us. And they're letting them. That's all I can say, is they're letting them.
Yes, I mean, it creates these super bugs, which have stronger resistance, these antibiotics and antibacterial products all around us. And I understand that going quite a ways back, I've been hearing about as well. As far as, though, I wasn't even aware, actually, of the difference. What would be the main advantage, as far as the form they take your product in, what would be the main advantage of the liquid over the pill form? I'm guessing they could adjust the dosage more easily, perhaps even a stronger dose if they wanted.
Our liquid comes with a regulated eyedropper, and you only get the 0.5 milliliters that you're supposed to take under the tongue 3 times a day. But most people cannot handle the taste of the liquid. That's why in 2003 I went and got capsules, because there were so many people who couldn't take the liquid. And, you know, they tried, and, oh, we're putting it in some water, we're doing this, we're doing that. But there is no advantages to the capsules versus the liquid, or the liquid versus the capsules. The capsules, people love them. They work really well. They're easy to take. And John Statmiller used to always say he took his with coffee. And I, you know, it says on the bottle, we recommend you take it with food, but only because the herbs in there could upset you. But I don't take anything with it. I don't eat with them. I just take them in the morning, and I don't eat until like sometime around after lunch. That's when I normally have my big meal of the day, and I don't even take anything then. But they've never bothered me either. But I always got a kick out of John saying, "Well, I take them with my coffee."
Yeah. Certainly, that was his primary breakfast. The breakfast of champions.
You know, yes,
I love my coffee too. But and in your story though, it's pretty impressive as well, sir. I mean, you turned your health around. You feel. I mean, sounds like you may have saved your life.
I did. I was going on disability. I had lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue at 42 years old to a heart attack. I had just lost all my family at that point, except for my sister. She's gone now. She died 2 years ago this August, but she was only 64. But, you know, I would have been joining them. My doctor, when I went in, after I got this poking pain in my chest that didn't feel like a heart attack, and I went to my doctor to ask about it, and she said, "Well, let's sign the disability papers." And I said, "No, let's do some tests." She did some tests, and that poking pain in my chest was actually blood and oxygen back in my dead heart tissue, and my 95% blockage was gone. And this was only 7 months after starting this. So to me, it was a miracle. And I was a roofing contractor. I was, you know, I had about 20 some odd guys working for me, and we were doing a lot of roofs in Vancouver, British Columbia. But I just couldn't shut my mouth, just as today. I just can't be quiet. You know, it was something that, you know, the guy who makes this stuff called me up and said, "Look, you're sending me too many customers. You got to help me do this. I can't handle the phone calls." And I said, "Okay." And here I am, Heart Drop 2000, since I registered our company in April of 2000. So we've been around. God, that's 24 years today. That's a long time. Yeah.
I know. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
And, well, so, okay, I mean, the best, I don't know, the amount they would be usually getting, it would last them, as far as the, you know, the quantity in your, you know, I mean, what is the size?
Yeah. Our capsules, because we want you to take three a day, there's 180 capsules in there, so that will last you 60 days. And our liquid, there's 100 milliliters in there, and we want you to take 0.5.
Okay. Well, hey, would you like, I hear the break, would you like to stick around for the next short segment?
Thank you.
Great. All right, we'll be right back, folks, with Don Wiskin of Extendivite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday. I'm an old sweet girl.
I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe you. I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe you.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Don Wiskin of Extendivite. And Don, I mean, from the testimonies I've heard, again, your ads on RBN point out your own testimony yourself as well. Going back, it sounds to me that before someone would run out, if they bought, and use, 2 months worth, before they were done with that 2 months time to reorder, there's a good chance they would already notice a difference.
Yes. I'd like to say that sometimes it takes, like for me, I was feeling good. I was walking further all the time, but I didn't really notice anything until around the 7th month when I had that poking pain in my chest. But I was only, 44 years old at that time, but the average person is really noticing the difference, as they go along. So, some people take. I've seen people take. Now, this was before we had capsules. Take the liquid. They're sitting there having angina pain, and I wasn't aware of it. And they took a shot of the liquid, and they put it under their tongue, and within a moment, they looked at me and said, "Does it work that fast?" And I was surprised. I says, "Why?" And my angina pain's gone. And I was like impressed because, it does do that. But, just taking cayenne by itself, if you were having some problems, works very, very well. So, the herbs that are in there are all herbs that are related to making you better. Even, the ginkgo biloba is in there to get more oxygen to the heart and brain. The four main herbs, the garlic, cayenne, bilberry, and hawthorn, they're all related to, you know, your heart right away. Hawthorn is actually a heart tonic in Germany. The German Commission E, you know, has claimed it as a heart tonic. And, you know, we have valerian in there to help calm you down. But we have milk thistle in there to help your liver, because your liver is the most important organ in your body, other than your heart, because it filters all your blood. And so if it's keeping your blood clean and we're helping your liver, so that's all part of a very healthy combination for people. And, you know, I'm very impressed that I'm working with this. I can't say a bad word at all.
Yes. No, it sounds like a super tonic concoction, all in one product. You know, my wife has actually been using your product for some time now. It's maybe almost, you know, I want to say a good amount over a year, maybe close to a year and a half or so. The thing is, though, she does take a lot of different other herbal supplements and, you know, there's various what would you call it? The herbal. I'm forgetting the category again, but no, she researches a lot of these sort of things. And the thing is, though, I mean, she wouldn't know which thing is helping her at which time period. She's always adding so many things. I mean, like those big metal craftsman sets of drawers people normally have in their woodshed. I mean, she'll have one of those by her bedstand with all her supplements in. I'm not joking. So, but she feels that it has been beneficial for her. And I mean, yeah, again, there are just so many beneficial things, as you describe, all in one place there, where you don't have to go hunt out all these. And they're very expensive, these different supplements. To have them all in one place, that's very economically beneficial. And they have 2 months supply at a time.
Yes, it really is. And, you know, I'm like I said, I can't explain how good it makes me feel to be involved in this and having it really work for people, and people telling us, you know, calling us up and telling us that we've helped change their life. I mean, it boosts your natural immune system as well. So, you know, I'm a pretty healthy guy for 69 years old.
Absolutely. And yeah, no, it sounds like you've been, yeah, keeping very fit, especially ever since you found this gem. Well, again, if so, people go to your website, is there like a code for to give RBN credit when they're ordering?
No, unfortunately, okay. Not at all. But, you know, it's heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Also, it's extendivite.com. It's the same site, extendovite. Vite is Latin for life.
I just want to make sure everyone does, yeah, the best thing that helps everyone. You do so much to help the station, and, you know, this product is so beneficial. I'm glad to get the word out there, Don. Don Wiskin of Extendivite. Thank you so much, and talk to you again soon, I hope.
Yes, I hope so, too. Thank you very much, Richard.
Excellent.
All right, bye for now.
Sounds good. Folks, we'll be right back, and we have a special guest joining us. Stick around. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. And, well, we have a special guest joining us starting the bottom of the hour here. Back again, we have Keith Preston with us of attackthesystem.com. Keith, hey, well, welcome. How are you doing today?
Hi, Richard. Good to be back on the program.
Indeed, indeed. And yeah, this is quite a time for me to want your analysis, really. And I know you've even regularly done segments with Press TV of Iran. This is pretty big, you know. I mean, a lot of people are talking about how, well, you know, this just shows on their own how much, you know, Israel is all bark and no bite. Others are just pointing out how, well, this could be somewhat controlled. Others don't think that at all, are worried this could be Armageddon starting, you know, if everyone got involved and went full nuclear. But, you know, we all know, I mean, Iran has the backing of Russia, and we could only assume China would back Russia if necessary. And so on it goes. But, I mean, from what I hear, Europe is already rather cold on the idea of helping Israel further this situation. And nonetheless, there's been a lot of provocations. I mean, there have been like various just residential buildings and what have you going back a few months now. I know that Israel hit in Syria. And then now in Damascus, Syria, we had these Iranian targets were waiting. And now, well, some say like well over 300, like possibly like 350 or something could be or more. But of course, not much admission to successful hits from the West. Nonetheless, we have a lot of people who've got video evidence, you know, and posting them on Twitter, a lot out there confirming there were a lot of direct hits with a large amount of these Iranian rockets. So, I mean, yeah, everyone's saying anything from 170 to, like, again, well over 300, like 350 or more ballistic missiles fired from Iran directly into Israel. And this happened, what, was it late Saturday night, Keith?
Yeah, it happened late Saturday, early Sunday, depending on where you are in the world. We have to understand the context in which this happened, however. What Iran was essentially doing was firing a warning shot. It's been reported by officials from a number of countries, including Turkey, Jordan, and some others, that Iran actually provided a 72-hour warning to a number of countries before it fired its missiles, including, according to Iran, the United States, and according to a number of other countries. Now, if this is true, and it likely is, what that means is that what Iran was trying to do was essentially give Israel and its allies advance notice that they're going to be firing these missiles. Now, the question is, why would Iran do that? Why wouldn't they try to pull off a surprise attack or a sneak attack? And I think what's going on here is that what Iran is trying to do is essentially fire a warning shot. There's no evidence that Iran wanted to inflict massive damage on Israel directly or generate a large number of casualties. Instead, it appears that what Iran is doing is warning the Israelis that we do have this kind of firepower, and we can use it if we decide to do so. That seems to be what the message that Iran was trying to send. If Iran did indeed give a 72-hour notice that this was going to happen, that gave the Israelis, the Americans, the French, the English, and the Jordanians, which are the allies of Israel in the region, that gave them plenty of time to prepare for this and subsequently shoot down most of the incoming missiles. So, the only explanation of why Iran would want to give advance notice is because they're firing a warning shot. This wasn't intended to be a direct assault on Israel, or it was a demonstration of power in the sense of warning the Israelis that, you know, we can send a tremendous amount of firepower in your direction if we want to. But at this point, it seems like Iran is not quite ready to escalate the war further, because they know that if they had engaged in a direct attack on Israel where all of the missiles had been raining in, that would have certainly triggered a much wider war beyond what's going on now. Iran, you know, despite their image in the West, Iran actually has one of the more sensible foreign policies of any country anywhere. Iran is not particularly aggressive as a country. They do have an alliance network throughout the Middle East. It's called the Axis of Resistance, and it includes a number of countries. It includes Lebanon, it includes Iraq, it includes Syria, it includes Yemen, and it also includes a lot of non-state actors like Hezbollah, peripherally Hamas, the Houthis that are now essentially becoming the government of Yemen, and a number of other forces as well. And it's also non-sectarian. Even though the Iranians are Shia Muslims, the Axis of Resistance includes Alawites, it includes Sunni, it includes Marxist, it includes Christians, it includes a range of sectarian and political tendencies. And the commonality there is that what they are trying to do, what Iran is trying to do, is resist further expansion by Israel and resist the Takfiri terrorist insurgencies that are sponsored by the Gulf states. The Gulf states, like particularly Saudi Arabia, put a lot of money and resources into promoting this sectarian Wahhabist form of Islamism. And that's where we got tendencies like Al-Qaeda, tendencies like ISIS, and Iran and its allies are trying to prevent the spread of that. Also, Iran is trying to resist a potential war of regime change, war waged by the United States. The Americans seem to be divided on who they want to install in Iran if a regime change were to be successful. There are some that seem to want to, some in the American foreign policy establishment that seem to want to install the former Pahlavi dynasty that was overthrown in 1979. There are others that are more extreme, like some of the hardcore neocons that seem to want to install the MEK, which is this bizarre cult that's a mixture of Marxist and Islamist ideology, but they're pro-Western and anti-Iranian. And it seems that some of the neocons in the West are trying to install them as a replacement regime at some point. So that's where things are with Iran right now. Iran, I think, was firing a warning shot to the Israelis, saying that, you know, we can escalate this and we can do tremendous damage to you if we want. But it appears that because of the advance notice that was given, that Iran was not trying to inflict massive damage on Israel at this point.
Okay. All right. No, that's a good synopsis to start. Thank you much for that. I should mention we'll take calls for Keith in the second hour. I know last time you were on, we had some callers who didn't get in all the good questions they wanted. So, yeah, if you know who you are out there, yeah, please get in the queue early for this topic and Keith's analysis. And, well, maybe we could dispel some of these myths right now. I mean, again, you've regularly done a lot of segments with Press TV, and you've been on good terms with the Iranian political sphere, at least the way you assess it. And yeah, there are so many who have demonized them as much, and in some cases more than China, over here in the West lately, and for years, for that matter. I mean, it was trending far before the recent China anti-China wave was. But I mean, I just, even on RBN here, though, you know, we have a lot of opinions, you know. I mean, and no exaggeration, just early today, I heard a regular guest on a program on RBN here referring to Iran as the most oppressive country in the world, you know, the most oppressive, tyrannical country in the world to be in. But pointing out that some Jews, nonetheless, don't want to emigrate to Israel and are happy there. So explain that conundrum, of course. But no, nonetheless, they're the most oppressive nation on the planet. And I mean, from what I know, even the way they try to depict the anti-female sort of views of it, it's quite largely an exaggeration. Even going back many decades, I mean, you'd see a lot of photographs of college-age Iranian girls and able to wear relatively short skirts for that matter, and able to live a Western lifestyle there if they choose. I don't know. What would you say to this topic, Keith?
Well, that gets really complicated. The conflict that the United States has with Iran goes all the way back to the early 1950s. In the 1950s, there was an elected government in Iran of Prime Minister Mossadegh. This was a socialist-leaning government that wanted to nationalize a lot of oil resources in Iran at the time that were holdings of Western oil companies, primarily British and American oil companies. So the CIA, and this was one of the very first actions like this the CIA ever carried out. The CIA was a fairly new organization at the time. But the CIA organized a coup that deposed the government of Prime Minister Mossadegh in 1953, and they put in the Pahlavi dynasty. The Shah Reza Pahlavi became the dictator of Iran in 1953. This is very similar to what was done in Chile in 1974 when Salvador Allende was deposed by the CIA. And Augusto Pinochet was installed in his place. That had previously happened in Iran, and because of that, you had a lot of Iranian dissidents that were extremely hostile to the United States because the Shah of Iran was a Western puppet. He was basically a puppet of Western oil companies. And he made he repressed any kind of dissent or political opposition fairly brutally. There was a secret police force called SAVAK that was the Shah's secret police force, and they were kind of like the the Iranian version of the Gestapo or KGB or any of these other famous secret police forces. So the Shah was unpopular for that reason. And then in 1979, 26 years after the coup, the Shah was overthrown in a popular revolution. And what came to power after that was a fundamentalist Shia Islamic regime. And they did indeed initially impose a fairly strict system of religious law. Under the Shah, Iran had been an authoritarian autocracy with a secret police that repressed dissent, but it was relatively westernized compared to what came later. When the regime of Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini came in 1979, they imposed a system of very strict religious law, including the rule that women had to wear the hijabs and things like that. And in that sense, it wasn't much different than what you have found in other countries in the Middle East in recent times. For instance, that same year, the Wahhabis came to power in Saudi Arabia. They were essentially allowed to become the government for social policy in Saudi Arabia by the House of Saud, even though the House of Saud retained control of the foreign policy and the economy. It was also in 1979 that the coup of Saddam Hussein happened in Iraq. Now, Saddam Hussein was comparatively westernized compared to what happened in Iran. But you did have this wave of upheavals in that region, in the Middle East in the 70s. That was also the year of the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. But it's true that for about 10 years or so after the Iranian Revolution, they were under a fairly strict system of religious law. Now, it wasn't that much different than what you found in Saudi Arabia at the time, as you said. It wasn't unique to Iran, but it was a very strict, authoritarian, very conservative system. Over time, since the Ayatollah Khomeini died in the late 80s, over time, over the last 35 years or so, Iran has become somewhat more, liberal would be the term. Now, they're not as liberal as what you find in the West. They're not even as liberal as some other Middle Eastern countries. For example, Jordan internally is somewhat more liberal for the most part. Syria, Egypt is probably somewhat more liberal. The UAE is kind of a mixed bag. Iran is still fairly conservative. They do have some fairly strict rules pertaining to women per se, but it's not quite what you find in Afghanistan, or it's not even what you find in Saudi Arabia. For instance, in Iran, women can serve in the parliament. They have female members of parliament. Women have professions. Women can be doctors and scientists and all of that. When I used to do a lot of commentary for Press TV, a lot of times the journalists from Press TV that were interviewing me were women in Iran. I mean, there were news anchors, female news anchors on Iranian television, reporters who work for Iranian television networks. So it's not comparable to the Taliban, where women aren't allowed to go to school or anything like that, although they do have a system of gender or male-female separation that's fairly rigid compared to what Westerners are familiar with. And it's not comparable to Saudi Arabia either. Just recently, Saudi Arabia started to allow women to drive cars, and that was considered, in their system, major liberalization. Iran is stricter than the West, but it's not quite some of these other places either. And that's true of the religion as well. There are some religions that are suppressed in Iran. For example, the Baha'is are viewed with suspicion in Iran. they're viewed as a Western religion, and the Iranians are worried about them being a piece of force, the oppression of the CIA. There's also
I hear the music for the last break of this hour. If you could stick around for the final segment and then hour two. Thank you, sir.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We don't talk too much about it. Ain't no real big secret, all the same. Somehow we get around it.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Keith Preston of AttackTheSystem.com. So, Keith, you were mentioning some of these groups in Iran. I'm sorry, could you clarify again for the listeners?
Yeah, well, I was just addressing the issue of the actual political situation in Iran itself. You mentioned that another guest on your program or someone on your network was saying that Iran was the most oppressive nation in the world, and that's not really true. You know, women in Iran have rights in the sense of rights to education, employment, things like that, political rights like voting, serving in parliament. There are gender roles that are imposed by the state like the hijab rule and things like that. So it's not a liberal society like in the West, but it's not comparable to what you find in Afghanistan in terms of the rigid segregation of men and women. And it's not comparable to what you find in Saudi Arabia. And it's also many of the Middle Eastern countries have similar rules. You know, Qatar is similar in some of its institutions, Bahrain to some degree, certainly the UAE in some places. So that isn't unique to Iran per se. This is more of a cultural thing that you find in various places in the Middle East. Also with the different religious communities in Iran, it's not true that every other religion is persecuted. There are a range of religions that are recognized by the Iranian government as legitimate religions and which have representation in the Iranian parliament. For instance, the Zoroastrians, which is an ancient Persian religion, is recognized. You have other branches of Islam that have recognition in Iran, as is Christianity, as is Judaism. And the reason for that is that there's a range of religions that in Islamic tradition are considered what they call the people of the book. And that is, these are religions that are believed to have been predecessors to Islam, where God sent prophets to different peoples, and as sort of a forerunner to the coming of the prophet Muhammad. For instance, they believe that Jesus was a prophet. They believe Moses was a prophet. They believe that Zoroaster was a prophet. They believe that the Sabian religion contained prophets of their own. And for this reason, these religions are recognized by the government of Iran as legitimate religions, even though they believe that Shia Islam is the supreme religion. And that's much more tolerant religiously than what you find in Saudi Arabia. In Saudi Arabia, the construction of any religious building is illegal if it's not a Sunni Wahhabi Islamic religious building. Even the Shia Muslims, the Iranians are Shia, but the Shia Muslims in Saudi Arabia are persecuted by the state. Traditionally, the eastern province of Saudi Arabia was a region where Shia Muslims were located, and those have been severely oppressed by the government of Saudi Arabia. In Saudi Arabia, if you are a Muslim and you convert to Christianity, you can be executed for apostasy. They still have witchcraft prosecutions.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.